fine. And you?
Doing quite well. Doing quite well, saying that, you know, I've enjoyed your work for years and years and years. And I can't believe I'm actually talking to you, man. I mean, you wrote some of the great medleys.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I got to say, the medleys that were written for The Simpsons, how do you come up with some of this? I mean, that's a big question. That's what, you know, everybody's listening and going, wow, I can't believe you touched upon that. I haven't thought about that in years.
Well, it's funny, you know, because when I was scoring the Moonlighting series before I did The Simpsons, I coined the phrase, desperation is the mother of invention. And so when we're up against deadlines and the producers say, we really like you to do this, go for it, you know, I look upon the time schedule and I say, uh-oh. Now what? You know, I'm looking at the blank score paper, and I'm thinking, I'm really in trouble here. But no, it goes pretty smoothly.
Now, is it hard writing for cartoon characters?
Oh, very much so, especially in the case of The Simpsons, because The Simpsons, as you know, is loaded with dialogue lines and story ideas and all of that, and is cut very, very tightly. And we're making many movies every week, and so it's very, very difficult to come up with the right kind of musical score to fit every one of the different kinds of movie arcs that they come up with.
Now, if you're a Simpsons fan, you got to have this as part of your collection. It's called The Simpsons, a whole lot more original music from the television series Testify.
Right.
Now, who are some of the other people that you've worked with on this and over the years that deserve credit as well?
Are you referring to guest artists?
Yes.
Well, I've had a couple of great experiences that are very, very memorable to me. One was getting to conduct the late Tito Puente and his orchestra in a couple of the songs that I wrote for them for the Who Shot Mr. Burns episode.
Oh, wow.
And that was just an absolute ball. We had so much fun. I walked into the studio, and I had never met Tito before, and he came up to me and he said, okay, Alf, he says, are you going to tell me what to do, or am I going to tell you what to do? And I drew in my breath, and I said, well, I'm a really good listener. And he said, good, you tell me what to do.
That's awesome.
So we got along great. And then I had another amazing experience recording U2 and Bono on a song that I wrote for the series for them called The Garbage Man.
Oh, wow. Now, how was it having, somebody like Bono, doing a song you wrote?
It was really a thrill, and he and I got along just absolutely great, and we were there to make the best music we could together, and it was really funny because we had about 50 people in the recording booth, his representatives, his management, legal team, the Fox legal team, all the producers, the PAs, and we did one run-through of the piece that I wrote for him, and I got back on the talk back, and I said to him, that was really good, but I think you can do a better one. And I could collectively hear 50 people sucking the air out of the booth going,
what did you just say?
Yeah, he told Bono he could do a better take.
Oh, that is funny.
But we had a ball. We were there to make the best music we could, and he was very cooperative, and we really had fun together.
Oh, that is cool. That is cool. Now, what about Weird Al Yankovic? What was that like?
You know, I didn't actually work with Weird Al.
Oh, you didn't work
in the case of many of the guest artists, such as the Weird Al track, the producers will send him a copy of the parody lyric that they've written, and they will just basically say, here, you take this, craft this to your own song, and record it in your studio and turn the tape in, which is what he did.
Oh, okay. So something like that. He doesn't come down and work with you. You just kind of give him the guidelines, and he just performs.
Exactly.
That's awesome. Well, that's cool. And is that a little unnerving because you're not really sure what you're going to get back, or do you kind of...
Oh, you know, probably a little bit because, there's always the fear of the unknown at every level of the entertainment business. You know, we're never going to work again. but, you know, the producers and I always have faith that what we're going to get is really going to top our expectations, and it really turns out to be the case.
Wow. Well, I got to say, you know, one of my favorite medleys that you've done is the Everybody Hates Ned Flanders.
That was great. That was so much fun.
Now, is there any character on The Simpsons that you particularly like to write a medley for, that you like to write, a song for?
One of my favorite characters on the show over this long period of time has always been Comic Book Guy.
Oh, yeah, Comic Book Guy.
I love Comic Book Guy, and I think it's probably left over from the time when I was raising my sons, and we used to go into the comic book stores and hang out, you know, and looking at all the new stuff, and He is just so stereotypical. It's just amazing.
Exactly. He kind of makes me think of Kevin Smith in a way. I wish I could ask Matt Groening what his inspiration was for him, you know. But
right.
But he does. I mean, but then again, I think Kevin Smith does have that comic book guy quality, regardless. So.
And I also love Mr. Burns. You know, excellent.
That's got to be a fun lyric to play with.
Right.
Alf Clarkson, thank you so much. And I got to say, I mean, you know, in so many ways, you have touched so many people without them even realizing it and opened so many people's thoughts without them even realizing it. So for that, I say thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you very much for the compliments. I'll pass along a very, very funny story about that. I was doing a drive-time radio interview like this on one of the previous CDs that I released, and the gentleman said to me, you know, what does it feel like to be an icon of pop music culture? And my first instinct was to turn around and look behind me to see who he was talking about. Because we really don't get much time to think about it. All we do is keep cranking out the stuff and hope that people notice. So it's really flattery when we get those kinds of feedback.
Well, we are all noticing, and we thank you very much. Alf Clarkson, thank you so much. And again, the CD is called The Simpsons, a whole lot more original music from the television series. It's The Simpsons Testify in stores. Get it with your Simpsons collection. Thank you much. You have a great day, my friend.
Pleasure. Thanks for calling.
Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.